The Alabama community is mourning the heartbreaking loss of those kids that Janelle just reported on returning home from that trip to the beach. And joining us live tonight is Michael Smith. He is the executive director of the Alabama Sheriff's Youth Ranches. We appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
I am so sorry. I think let's just start there. For your loss, for the loss of your community, these beautiful children who were killed in this crash, how are you doing? How's your team holding up?
It's not good. We are all grieving in our own way. It's I can't tell you the hurt that we have. Those children are like our children. I was down on Tuesday and Wednesday having lunch with them, and I can't tell you the feelings that we have now. It was just the most horrific thing that I've ever seen in my whole life.
Tell us about these girls, who they are, how you're remembering them.
Well, in that crash, that with that van, we had 9 passengers in that van. And then we had 8 fatalities and 1 survivor. And in the van, the driver of the van, Candace Gully, who is our director of ranch life in Tallapoosa County, she was saved by some bystanders that were able to get her out of the van, and they were not able to get back to the children. And the children, we had 4 of our ranch girls in the van that lived on the ranch full time. Candace's 2 children that lived on the ranch full time. And we also had 2 other children that were visiting us at our ranches. And Candace was bringing them back to the Tallapoosa Ranch to visit with our ranch.
What is the purpose of your ranch? Why are these girls there? What are their backgrounds?
Well, we have 4 ranches throughout the state, 2 boys' ranches and 2 girls' ranches, and we help needy children. It may be that they're in a crisis at home. It may be that they're abandoned, abused, or neglected. It may be just financial. So we help children that are given to us by Alabama DHR, but we also have private placements that come to us, and we really give all these children a second chance, a chance to break the cycle. They may, you know, kids stay with us from ages 8 to 18, and some of our children on that beach trip that you mentioned, they've never even seen the beach. So we bring them into our home. It's a residential care facility where we raise these children just like their own, like they're our own. You know, if the girls get there young enough on our girls' ranch, then we teach them to drive. We go through their whole learning to date and their high school graduation and then off to college or a trade school. So we treat these children just like their own, and we give them a chance to break the cycle. They may be the first people in their family to ever graduate high school or ever have a chance to go to college or ever have a chance to go to trade school. So we take kids that don't normally have a second chance. And they're great kids, they're not bad children. And we give them an opportunity to become productive young people. We raise them in a Christian environment, and we love that. And we're excited about seeing our children grow and become productive young adults.
They're part of your family.
They are my family.
I'm so sorry for your loss. I know that there are people who are watching right now who would like to help support you and your team in continuing the life-saving efforts that you do every day. How can we support you?
We need a lot of prayer. We need prayer more than anything to get through this pain. That helps more than anything. We do have a GoFundMe account set up. We have medical bills now. We have funerals we need to pay for. We have other expenses. We lost the best van that we had. I know you don't worry about a vehicle, but now we are still taking in new children in our ranch in Tallapoosa County, and we have to have vans to take these children around in. So we have started a GoFundMe account that's Tallapoosa County. That's Tallapoosa, C-O. Girls Ranch, T-A-L-L-A-P-O-O-S-A, Tallapoosa, C-O, Girls Ranch, that we're trying to raise money so that we can pay the medical bills. You know, this is something we don't budget. As a CEO, you don't budget for this kind of tragedy. And we're going to make sure that when Candace gets out of the hospital, And I know they're grieving their two children, and it's been so hard, but we don't want them to worry about any medical. We don't want them to worry about whether they come back to work tomorrow or 6 weeks from now. Her and her husband both work for our ranch. So it's just the tragedy's unexplainable. I don't know what to say.
My heart goes out to you, Michael. Thank you for giving us a little bit of your time tonight. You are in our thoughts and our prayers, and we'll make sure that information gets out so that people can continue to support you. Thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you for having me on.
God bless you.
Thank you.